This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand. We've seen those terrible photos from Southeast Asia all week of people trying to cope with the tremendous loss of life from the tsunami. While the evidence of damage on land is overwhelming, the damage in the ocean is less evident. Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday, is here to talk with us about how the event affected life beneath the waves. Ira is a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Hi, Ira. And what kind of marine life are we talking about here?
Hi, Madeline. You know that many of the islands that were swamped by the tsunami are surrounded by coral reefs, which have been built up over hundreds, if not thousands, of years. And, you know, the coral reefs are really the ocean's gardens. It's where you have an abundance of different kinds of living things. You have animals like fish, and you have whales and dolphins. You have invertebrates like the coral itself. The coral really is alive and growing. And you have other invertebrates that live among the coral, like the anemones, the jellyfish. You have living things like eels and grasses. It's really in a very, very abundant ecosystem. And all of these animals are susceptible to what happens when a tsunami comes crashing ashore. And so scientists would like to know how these animals survived the onslaught and what damage their populations suffered.
And what kind of damage is expected?
Well, you know, the Indian Ocean is home to one of the richest expanses of coral in the world, and a lot of it is very shallow. So the damage could be very simple, like trees being uprooted and crashing down on coral heads, killing the living coral. The coral itself, the waves may have picked up the coral and thrown it onto the pavement. There are reports of seeing coral inland that it must have been ripped up by the waves. The area is dotted with mangroves. You know what mangroves are. They're these sort of tree-like bushes that live with their feet dangling in the ocean. The fish spawn there. They grow in these finger-like roots. Well, how many of these mangroves are ripped up and washed away? We don't know that.
And we heard on one of our programs that land animals actually survived. Many land animals survived this disaster because they could sense the tsunami and fled early on. Mm-hmm. Could this be true of these ocean animals, the dolphins and the whales?
It's a good question, because we haven't seen any pictures yet of dead dolphins or whales being washed up ashore. There is some speculation that, yeah, perhaps animals may have sensed the approaching danger and may have moved further offshore. Don't forget that if you were off the coast in deep water, you probably did not even feel the tsunami passing beneath you. That's the interesting thing about the wave. The wave really sort of rides up and down once you're at sea. It doesn't really move water forward. It goes up and down a little bit. In the deep water, you probably won't even notice it. Once it gets to the shallower coast, then it rises up and crashes down. So we don't know that maybe these animals, these whales, these dolphins, maybe, you know, they heard or sensed something. We don't know what happened to the unique nesting grounds for example, for rare sea turtles among the countries hit by the tsunami. And scientists will be interested in finding out just how badly they were affected.
Ira Flatow is the host of Science Friday and a regular Thursday contributor to Day to Day. Thanks a lot, Ira.
You're welcome, Madeline.